she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Time. Yes, it's time to get right down to your dealer's and find out all about the wonderful house cleaning sale he's arranging. Why, house cleaning will be a snap this year with all the marvelous aids your dealer features. Even if you aren't ready to start your house cleaning yet, you'll certainly want to stock up on supplies. Because during this sale, you can get your household favorites at prices you like. There's a swell surprise for you, too. During this great sale, you can send for a marvelous new book entitled How to Beautify Your Home. It's full of thrilling ideas on home decorating, a guide to furniture styles, how to make slipcovers, and 63 house cleaning hints. It's a big book, 8 by 11 inches, with lots of full-color illustrations. It has 64 pages just packed jammed with helpful, useful ideas. And that's not all. In the back of this wonderful book, there are 3 coupons good for 30 cents worth of free soap. What a value. Because, listen, you get this valuable book for only 10 cents and a few wrappers or box tops from certain Procter & Gamble soaps. Ask your dealer all about it. Many dealers have handy order blanks for your convenience. Ask for one today and take advantage of your dealer's giant sale. Now, when you select your cleaning supplies, be sure to stock up on New Duzz. Yes, look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Duzz. You know, this amazing new kind of granulated soap does all 3 kinds of wash. Everything from dirty blankets and heavy linens to pretty washable slip covers and rayon net curtains. So for all of your washing at house cleaning time and all the time, let Duzz do it. Now remember, if your dealer hasn't started his sale, he will soon. So ask him about it today and find out how to get your book and free soap. Happy house cleaning. And now the Goldbergs. Just when the Goldbergs decided that leaving well enough alone was the best way to act towards Rosie, the unexpected happened. Rosie is in love with Walter Jerome, and Walter is engaged to another girl. Like all parents, the Goldbergs were perturbed. They tried to protect Rose from her own feelings, but each move made the affair more stubborn. And so, like wise people, they decided to let the disease run its course. Unfortunately, Walter's mother isn't of the same opinion. And a little while ago, she called Jake and said she was coming over whether he wanted to see her or not. And Jake has a plan. Listen.
Sonny, where are you? Where was you?
Why, I walked Rosie over to Luella's house.
Shh, not so loud.
Why, Pa? What happened?
Shh, I don't want Mama to hear.
Where is she?
Upstairs. She'll be right down.
But what is it?
Mrs. Jerome just called. She's coming over here.
Well, let her come.
Yes, let her come. But to an empty house. Without me, and without you, and without Mama. Let her contemplate and commune with the pictures on the walls. Not with me.
Well, why didn't you tell her not to come?
I told her. But Mrs. Jerome is a woman you can't meet with words. Actions. Not words. Mama's coming. Sammy. See, we all leave the house as shortly as possible.
I said,
did
somebody see my knitting needle?
What's that?
My knitting needle.
Now you're going to knit?
Why not now?
Because now when I have a moment of leisure, I wish to go out a little.
You didn't say.
Do I have to say?
So go with Sammy and then go.
Why with Sammy?
You don't want to go, Sammy?
Well, I didn't say I...
And if Sammy goes with us also?
But did I say, I mean...
So what are we standing? What are we waiting for?
Where's Rosalie?
Well, she's over at Luella's.
You don't think that...
Molly, please. If you're putting on a coat, slip on it. Let's go a while it's twilight.
Come on, Ma. It's lovely out.
All right, so we'll go when it's twilight. All right. I just want to pick up a few of my stitches here.
You'll pick them up later.
All right. I just have the little here. You bring me my coat, Emily, yeah?
Well, where is it?
Where is it? Is it someplace, dear?
Someplace is any place. Tell Sammy where your coat is.
Where my coat is. The exact location, the exact geography, I don't know of my coat. I don't know. I came in the indoors and did I left it upstairs and did I left it downstairs?
No, I'll find it.
All right.
Where's my Mackinaw?
Your Mackinaw? Where did I show your Mackinaw? Where did I show your Mackinaw? I saw your Mackinaw someplace. Did I left it upstairs or did I left
Will
it downstairs?
Stop with the stitches.
Wait, please, I'm just up to the heel, Jake. And then I don't know how many stitches it takes to make a heel.
Ask Mrs. Jerome.
Here it is, Ma.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Emily. Thank you very much. 4, 5...
Molly.
1 minute, dear darling. 1 minute, dearest. 6, 7...
Molly.
1 minute, my angel. 1 minute. 8, 9...
I'm going, Molly.
I'm coming also, dearie. I'm coming also. I'm coming. So where are we going?
And if we take a walk, that's also someplace, no?
Did I say?
Hey, Ma, put your coat on.
1 minute, dear. 1 minute, darling.
Molly.
I'm coming. We're going to the movies.
We'll go any place, but let's go.
All right, I'm going. Wish have I want to finish the socks already. I want to start already on my nutrition class. I'll hold my coat, dear.
You ready?
I'm ready.
So come.
Where's my shoes?
What's the matter with your shoes?
I can't walk with these shoes.
So we'll ride.
Why should we ride when we can walk quickly, Sammy, darling? Bring me my walkables and my flats.
Well, where are they? Can you imagine?
Can you imagine? See, if you're getting nervous, so that I can imagine, I'll get them.
In that jiffy, you hear?
Right here. I don't know about the hurry, I don't know. I don't know what the jiffy is, I don't know.
You go ahead, Pa. Mrs. Jerome will be here in a minute. And I don't want to be here.
All right, Pa.
It's not all right. Molly!
I'm coming. My stockings is running and I have to change them.
You can walk without running stockings, no?
I'm ready to visit.
Pa, do you want me to wait here for Mrs. Jerome?
I do not.
You can't lock the door, Pa. Maybe Rosie will...
Didn't you tell Rosie you called for her?
Gee, Pa, I think you're going too far.
You mean not far enough? I should put a chain across my threshold.
I know how you feel about Mrs. Jerome. I feel the same way. I don't sympathize with her ambitions for Walter. And I think she's been very arrogant and cruel about Rosie. But you can't solve a situation by slamming the door in her face.
I don't intend to discuss my daughter with that woman.
You don't have to discuss Rosie. You can hear what Mrs. Jerome has to say. You can let her speak, and then very firmly make her realize that we're not interested in furthering her plans for Walter. It's her own business.
I'm afraid you're very naive, my dear son. You don't know what a creature like a grasping, selfish parent can be. Molly, are you coming?
Almost.
A woman.
Oh, we ought to tell Mama that this is your own.
Please, Molly. Please, Sammy. No more discussions. We can't tell Mama because your mother would be polite enough to serve tea to the devil.
Well, gee, Pa.
I'm ready. No, she'll come. I'm ready. You're ready. So where are we going?
Out.
All right. Come. Leave the light.
For what?
A small light. We always leave a light. Go away, kitty. Go away. Is there water for the kitty?
If there is or there isn't, come.
Without water,
there's
how come
there's plenty of water.
So
Mom.
Come, let's go.
All right.
Water,
come.
No water.
All right. Come. We're going to move it.
And Jake guides his family across the house, out of the door, and away. And behind, the house lies peaceful and untenanted. And because it's Molly's house, it has an air of welcome, of friendliness, of invitation to anyone. You can hear the dog outside, And inside, the cat goes gracefully to her favorite chair. The clock strikes the hours. And in the distance, the early freight is passing through Lastonbury. These are the visible signs of a domestic tranquility which Jake wants to preserve by his absence from Mrs. Jerome's presence. And the Goldbergs have left just in time, for someone is knocking on the door. And then...
Mr. Goldberg?
Prices you like, and you could get a wonderful surprise, too. It's a valuable book with full-color illustrations on how to add new beauty to your home. Marvelous color schemes, a guide to furniture styles, dozens of decorating ideas, and 63 grand house cleaning hits. Besides all that, this book contains coupons good for 30 cents worth of free soap. Now, don't miss this grand offer. Many dealers have handy order blanks for your convenience. With this order blank, plus 10 cents and a few wrappers or box tops from certain Procter & Gamble soaps, you can send for this wonderful book. Take advantage of this great sale. Learn how to get your book and free soap. And don't forget to get several boxes of New Duds, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. Your dealer has Duds, D-U-Z, at prices you like. See your dealer today. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, the Goldberg walk through the twilight turns into a running retreat back home. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Duds, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.